This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, awakened humanity is on the march. The empire is on the run. The problem is awakened humanity's 30-40%. The other 30-40% is totally mindless, and another 20-30% just doesn't care. But it was 5% or less that won the Revolutionary War, so I'm not that worried about it. But, man, and the good news is, I'm not being stereotypical. This is just what I've experienced. The dumbest people are white people. Either some of the smartest white folks are white people, or also, it's a paradox, the dumbest are white trendies and yuppies and the hippie generation, which had a lot of great ideas. And, you know, I know a lot of old hippies that are the coolest and most white people out there, but kind of the trendy modern hippie. And then you've got super dumb Hispanic, super dumb black people I run into. But I'll tell you, as a general group, I've found Hispanics more awake to the New World Order and paranoid about stuff and informed than white people. And a lot of black folks are awake, but they still vote like, you know, 90% Democratic, though that's changing with Trump. And I'm not saying, look how bad Republicans are. I mean, I get why you wouldn't trust them. It's just that I don't understand how it's supposedly there's all this white racism, but then the people running the show are a bunch of just weird, squatting white people. And I'm kind of just digressing, but look at Bill O'Reilly, defends Hillary, says don't call her crooked on his show. The clip's up on InfoWars.com. I mean, she's totally crooked. What are they afraid of? Are they afraid that they'll bring up that he had to settle a sexual harassment case? And by the way, some of the tapes got released in the transcripts before he settled, where he said the most perverted, pressuring women to have sex that worked with him and calling him up like a creep. And over and over and over again, and then he had the nerve to go, sexual predators online are a problem, and cuts to a clip of me talking about corrupt police. Those are fighting words, you piece of crap. I mean, I'm sorry, Bill O'Reilly, but you're a creep. Of course women don't want you. So let's go to the clip of the pervert.
The surprise that crooked Hillary wins in the state.
Crooked Hillary on his program. Trump can do that because that's what he does, not you.
And again, you put me on a program about sexual predators, you piece of filth. You are a pervert. And I challenge Bill O'Reilly to get in a ring 12 rounds. And if you want to go, no gloves, you want to go bare knuckles, let's do it. I mean, you're a tough Irish guy, your dad's a tough Irish cop. You're a lot older than me. You think you're like 6'5", and you're an old man? Tell you what, you and two midgets, you can get, you just balance it out. Two ninja-trained midgets, and all three go in there. I'll be serious. You can pick one other person. All I want to get is a big swing on your big, fat, ugly melon. I'm just joking. I actually don't want to hurt you. You're hurting yourself, you sellout. He used to do shows about JFK, the New World Order, back when he was on Hard Copy or Extra or whatever it was. Must feel bad to be Bill O'Reilly, all blackmailed, whatever he's been doing with his ding-ding. Excuse me, Leon, I apologize. We got 2 minutes to break. David Knight's coming up. If you want to ride shotgun, you can. But just go ahead and finish your points. I'm sorry I'm ranting.
Well, Alex, we're out here in the land of the Justin Bieber worshippers, so I had to play one of your rants. Or Zimmerman, who had never heard your Justin Bieber rant about Magellan, and it, you know, just so inspiring to just wake people up. And there you explain it perfectly, how they are trying to steal your humanity from you, steal your ingenuity from you, and tell you that Justin Bieber is the God and that's who you should worship, and taking this away from everyone. And, you know, I encourage everyone to go look at that rant, set it as your alarm clock, wake up every day powerful and ready to fight the globalists and the New World Order. I know that was super inspiring for us today. But, I mean, it's just, it's really kind of scary when you see that, yeah, we've got these nitwits out here who are voting and, you know, with their idiocracy, they're voting. But then we're seeing that it doesn't even matter. Their idiotic votes don't even count. And they're just going to, and they're actually happy about the fact that the superdelegates, because it's their gal who won. So it's fine this time around if the system's all corrupt. We'll fix it next time around.
How long is that Justin Bieber rant, the shorter version? Maybe David Knight wants to air that in the next segment.
I think it's about 3 minutes.
Can we pull up the Justin Bieber? You know what? I got a bunch of meetings to go to, and the woods are lovely, dark and deep. There's miles to go before I sleep, but I'm going to hold over. We're going to pull up a Justin Bieber and play it, and then hand the baton to David Knight. Great job, Leanne McAdoo. And who knows, Knight may want you to pop back in, but you're filing a bunch of reports. Incredible job, Leanne McAdoo.
Thanks, Alex. We'll see you when we get back.
You bet. Can't wait.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February 2016, Johnson & Johnson lost two major lawsuits and was ordered to pay a total of $127 million by a jury to two women who died of ovarian cancer after years of using the manufacturer's talc-based products, such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-587-4990. 1-800-587-4990.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How is the football, the basketball, the Lady Gaga, the Justin Bieber, who gives you these carbon tax messages. They tell your kids they got to love Justin Bieber, and then Bieber says, hand in your guns, pass the Cybersecurity Act, and the police state's good, and then your children are turned into mindless vassals who now they look up to some twit instead of looking up to Thomas Jefferson or looking up to Nikola Tesla or looking up to Magellan. I mean, kids, Magellan's a lot cooler than Justin Bieber. He circumnavigated with one ship the entire planet. He was killed by wild natives before they got back to Portugal, and when they got back, there was only like 11 people alive of the 200 and something crew, and the entire ship was rotting down to the waterline. That's destiny. That's will. That's striving. That's being a trailblazer, an explorer, going into space, mathematics, quantum mechanics, the secrets of the universe. It's all there. Life is fiery with its beauty, its incredible detail. Tuning into it. They want to shatter your mind talking about Justin Bieber! It's pure evil. They're taking your intellect, your soul, and giving you Michael Jordan and Bieber. Unlock your human potential. Defeat the globalists who want to shatter your mind, your doorways to perception. I want to see you truly live. I want to see you truly be who you are. Ah, I don't want my progeny who's coming, my unborn grandchildren and great-grandchildren, to live in this nightmare system these control freaks have created, where these wicked globalists are so threatened by human potential, they poison the water, the vaccines, the food, to turn us into a bunch of slugs, a bunch of lobotomized sloths so they can control us. It is a crime. It is the most jealous, envious, greedy, hateful, sickening thing the New World Order does, and that's why I am so pleased to be committed in the fight against them. That's why I don't care about my own life, except I want to continue to live to fight them. That's why I don't have fear. I only have fear of myself and my flesh and not being up to the challenge. And I ask you to look in the mirror and ask yourselves, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds? Once you unlock a mind, once you unlock somebody, then they can unlock their soul. We can't unlock a soul. Only God can do that. But we can unlock minds. And once the mind is unlocked, once the intellect is turned on, then comes the discernment. Then comes the awakening of the soul. Then comes true enlightenment and empowerment. So the globalists seek to make you a bunch of jealous, stunted, weak, backstabbing, gibbering demons. All of us have the lower elements and the higher. We must strive for the higher. Stay with us!
All right, that's Alex Jones' great rant about Justin Bieber and the people in society that are being dumbed down by this culture. I'm David Knight. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones broadcast. And I'm still picturing, as I'm watching Alex in his passion, I'm still picturing him in the ring with Bill O'Reilly and two ninja midgets. I would pay to see that, and I would lay a side bet on Alex. They could throw Justin Bieber in there, too, as well. I'd still bet on Alex with all four of them. You know, this is where we are, though, folks. When we look at the arrogance of Bill O'Reilly saying, don't call Hillary Clinton crooked. Really? Come on. The transparency of the suck-up, I'm-with-her media that pretends that they are conservative Republicans. I mean, it's not just the people like Paul Ryan. We've seen this. They work hand-in-glove with each other, many of these people in Fox News. Here's Hugh Hewitt, okay? You saw him in one of the debates. He's got a radio show. The Hill says the GOP should change their convention rules to drop Trump. And I'm looking at this and thinking, what arrogance? What arrogance? And we just looked at the massive increase in votes, a record number of votes that Trump has gotten this time. I think 1.5 million votes higher than the previous record. You look at the fact that the votes up 40% over the previous record. You see that Hillary is crashing 30% less in California than she did the last time she ran in 2008. And he has the audacity, as the Hill calls him, this influential conservative radio host. Yeah, he's influential because he gets supported by the establishment that supports these establishment Republicans, these establishment neocon media. And you know, the Never Trump establishment is really going through their bench pretty quickly. National Review's been thoroughly discredited. You had Glenn Beck thoroughly discredited. You got Bill Kristol, who is a laughingstock now. It's just a week ago. Wasn't it just a week ago that he came out and said, we're going to have a real credible independent candidate to run. And then a couple of days later, it was some unknown writer from his own publication, the Weekly Standard. And remember, you spell that weekly with an A, okay? Because that's what they put out. And he also wrote for the thoroughly discredited now National Review, David French. And then he thought about it for a week, and he says, I prayed about it. And I guess he realized he didn't have a prayer. He's out. It wasn't even reasonable for him to get in. At this point, there's a thing called ballot access. These people don't even seem to understand what that is. But, of course, they're used to the rules being waived for them, just like they waived the rules for John Kasich. We saw this many times when working to get on the ballot with the Libertarian Party, that you would have a Republican who didn't file, and it would be a predominantly Democrat district, and say, well, we're not even going to bother to put anybody up against this person. And then the Libertarians got on the ballot and ran somebody. And after the deadline was passed, the Republicans said, whoa, wait a minute, we don't want to not be on the ballot. So they would go into the judge and they'd say, well, you know, we missed the deadline and you got all these rules and everything, but can't you just change the rules for us? They would do it every time. They'll never do it for an independent. They'll never do it for a third party. Only for the two establishment parties. And that's what we're seeing in the way that they rigged this election for Bernie Sanders. And Trump called him on it. And that's a great thing. And he's going to call him on it if they rig the election. But it hasn't stopped people like Hugh Hewitt calling for them to rig the election. He says, I think the party ought to change the nominee. He thinks still, at this point, got to get rid of Trump at the convention. He's still calling for this kind of underhanded treatment. He said, because we're going to get killed with this nominee. They ought to get together and let the convention decide. How many times are they going to go down this narrative? They never give it up. And look, we need to talk about these delegates, and we need to see what they need to understand that they're not going to get away with this. People need to make it clear to them they still think they can get away with this. These neocons. Who are these delegates? Where do they come from? Who are they loyal to? Think about the Electoral College delegates, for example. Who are these guys? Well, whenever you run, and again, you have to win the state. Remember, Ross Perot got 20% of the popular vote, but he didn't get a single Electoral College delegate because they're awarded on a winner-take-all basis, state by state. And that's a good. There's a good reason for that, too, folks. We can talk about that some other time. But let's talk about just who these delegates are. When you run as a Republican, as a Democrat, as a third-party candidate, you would submit a list of who your Electoral College delegates are going to be. So like in North Carolina, we had, I think it was 12 congressional districts. So you would get one delegate for each of those congressional districts. I was on the list in case the Libertarian won in North Carolina. And if that had happened, they would have sent 12 people that the party had nominated that were going to be loyal to them. And they would go to the convention. And it's interesting. I think it was back in 1976. They had... The Libertarians had a guy who was a Republican elector. I think he was from California. He was a guy who was a producer of Little House on the Prairie, Roger McBride. He's descended from Laura Ingalls Wilder's and Rose Wilder Lane, who wrote the book. And he went to the Electoral College as a Republican elector. He was supposed to cast a vote, and I guess who was that in 76? Ford, I think. Anyway, he didn't vote for the Republican. Instead, he cast a vote for the Libertarian Party, and they registered that. Because these people can do that. Now, you're going to be completely exiled from any political activity of that party, of course, forever. That ends all your connection then. But that's the only penalty. I mean, there's not any law that prevents that. So people can do that, even at the Electoral College. And then when you get to the actual GOP convention, as we've seen, they will have these elections and they say, well, Trump got X number of delegates and Cruz got X number of delegates. And then you find out that Cruz goes in. And he gets to pick the delegates who are going to go, who are loyal to him, instead of delegates who are loyal to Trump. I mean, it's not done like the Electoral College. It isn't done where you go into each individual state and Trump says, okay, you know, there's 50 delegates that are going to go to the convention. Here's my list of 50 people that I know are going to be loyal to me. And then Cruz comes in with his list and they say, okay, well, you got 30 delegates, Trump. So, you know, which 30 of the 50 that do you want to go? No, they don't do it that way. They hold a separate, secret election. That's the way the Republicans try to rig the election. And so you've got all these guys now who they say they're going to be bound to Trump on the first thing. But, you know, you still got Hugh Hewitt, who maybe he doesn't understand what the process is, but he's still calling on these people to not listen to the voters. Don't listen to the voters. We got a record number of voters who have voted for Donald Trump. He's brought in people who are independents, people who have never voted before, people who are from the other party, the Democrats. But ignore that, because we, the establishment that Hugh Hewitt works for, don't like him. We don't like him. So we're going to throw that out, just as George Will had said in the past. So amazing arrogance continuing to this point where, what, Trump's got 1,500 or something out of the only 1,200 and so that he needed, hundreds more than he needs. Millions of votes more than they've ever had, and yet it's not good enough for the neocon mouthpieces. And this is what we are up against. And we're also up against Hillary Clinton. And this is going to be interesting. We got a story that's up on Infowars.com. We'll talk about it when we come back. Hillary in 2006 says the U.S. needs a physical barrier to keep U.S. Mexicans out. So we're going to go into that. And then the next segment, we're going to talk about Bilderberg and something called the precariat. Haven't heard that word before, have you? But it's all the rage in Bilderberg. They're worried about this dangerous class of people they've created with their globalism. Stay with us. We'll be right back and tell you what that is.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, do the best job you can to purify your air. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. It's normally $220+, but right now, for limited time, it's less than $200 at InfoWarsStore.com. And the small profit we make goes to fund our reporters. This is a 360 win. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, "Let me see." Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this live fourth hour. We're going to go back to Hillary Clinton, and we have a new exclusive article at InfoWars.com from Roger Stone about her university scandal, and it is huge compared to Donald Trump's. Before I get back to that, I want to let you know that we have Living Defense back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. It has been out of stock for a very long time. We have, as we pointed out on the website, 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms. Once these organisms have made it in your body, they steal nutrients, they release toxic waste. This is a way to cleanse your body. Living Defense is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. It uses organic herbs and enzymes to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. Read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. See why it sold out so quickly. And again, you can find that back in stock after a very long absence at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, real quickly, as a preface before I talk about this story here, the hypocrisy of Crooked Hillary. And it's nowhere better than in this article here that we've got up at InfoWars.com. Hillary in 2006, the U.S. needs physical barrier to keep Mexicans out. But of course, as they point out, it's only racist when Donald Trump says that. And we have it on video. She's speaking to the Council on Foreign Relations in 2006 because they had a different way of handling it back then, right? Now they've got, they've embraced open borders, bringing in people to bring down our economy. So now it's all changed. You know, she's gotten a new memo from the CFR, and they're doing it a little bit differently now. But, you know, this was the conventional wisdom of the globalists back then. And Hillary is saying, well, the policies of Mexico are, quote, this is what she says, pushing migration north across our border, unquote. She says we need to, and listen to this, secure our borders. Hillary Clinton actually said, secure our borders. You won't hear her say that in 2016, 10 years later. And she says, and we need to secure our borders with physical barriers. And we need tougher employer sanctions for those who hire illegals. We need to deport those who have committed transgressions. Deport is her word. Committed transgressions, that's something she said. Physical barriers, she said that. But that was 10 years ago. And now, if we see the need for that, if we got a candidate like Donald Trump who sees the need for that, he's racist, and so are we. And, of course, we are going to see a lot of these types of things coming out from the Secret Service people that have worked for her. As we had a caller last night who called in and said she and her other military friends who went to see 13 Hours, a story about Benghazi, were so disturbed by it that they just were speechless as they left the movie. And they huddled together and just prayed outside the outside the movie theater. They're so disturbed by the criminality and the cold sociopathic attitude of Hillary Clinton and the other people who made those decisions to stand down. And, of course, we've got the Secret Service revelations that are coming out, and we've got an article up on InfoWars.com right now, a quote from Ron Kessler, who is an investigative reporter for the Washington Post. Secret Service agent says, good morning to Hillary. She responds to two words. Guess what those two words are? F off. Can you imagine that? The people who are tasked with laying their lives down to protect you. And you walk out and one of them says, good morning, ma'am. And you say to that person who has pledged to protect your life with his. She responds by saying, F off. That's the Hillary Clinton that the people around her know. That's the Hillary Clinton you're going to know by the time this campaign is out. Because no matter how much the Hugh Hewitts and the Bill O'Reillys want to cover it up, it's going to come out. The truth is going to come out. People who know her are going to talk about this. Now, the exclusive article that we got on InfoWars.com from Roger Stone, and this is very important. It's a very long article. You need to see this article because he lays out the detail. And as Donald Trump said in his speech last night, the Clintons have turned the politics of personal enrichment into an art form for themselves, and they've stolen millions of dollars. He says, I mean hundreds of millions of dollars. Here's one of the ways that they did it. Exclusive. Media ignores Clinton University scandal worse than Trump University. Trump University problems are a skin blemish compared to the Clintons' laureate leprosy. And this is a story from Roger Stone. He said, the Clinton Global Initiative joint venture with an organization called Laureate Education, a shaky for-profit chain of schools to create Clinton Global Initiative University, is the final step in an incredible predatory stock deal, because they always do it in a very complicated way. Laureate Education deal used high-pressure boiler room tactics to rack up $750 million of debt on students while running a $457 million debt at the same time Bill Clinton was taking lavish but hidden compensation from Laureate, while Hillary's State Department was lavishing $150 million from the chain of for-profit schools that has a 50% graduation rate, a very high dropout rate. That's an exclusive story up on InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as man was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, June 8th, 2016. I was just talking about the exclusive story we have at InfoWars.com by Roger Stone. Media ignores Clinton University scandal that is worse than Trump University. This is a school where they had the students run up $750 million worth of debt. $750 million worth of debt. High pressure tactics to get them to enroll in this. Bill Clinton took a lavish salary, and they had a 50% graduation rate. Now, I'm telling you, this isn't because they can't handle the calculus and the math courses here, okay? It's because they can't handle the Clinton calculations of putting them under astronomical debt, okay? I'm sure this is not an academically rigorous standard here. That's not the reason for the high attrition rate. This is a very detailed article. You need to take a look at this. Again, it's exclusively at Infowars.com, an article by Roger Stone, really laying out this Clinton University scandal in detail that we haven't seen before. So this is an article that really needs to go viral. So pass that around. Read that. Pass that around. We need to get people to understand what a crook these people are. Because we're going to have people like Bill O'Reilly on Fox News say, don't talk to us about Hillary Clinton being a crook. She can't be a crook. She can't be racist, even though she called for the same policies 10 years ago. Yeah, we need to get a physical barrier. Mexico is driving people into this country. We need sanctions against employers. We need to deport them. All these things that they're saying, that's racist, racist, racist. She was saying them all 10 years ago. And we have the video. You can run, Hillary, but you can't hide. We got a lot of video. It's all over the place. It's starting to surface from some of the more obscure places, like the Council on Foreign Relations, those buddies of yours. So that's going to come out. Now, I want to talk about Bilderberg. When we look at the Bilderberg meeting and what their agenda is, according to Bilderberg, they say it's going to be things like current events. It's kind of vague. We know that's going to be Brexit and the immigration crisis and that sort of thing, because they do talk about Europe, the migration, growth, reform, vision, unity. So, of course, they're going to be talking about Brexit and immigration issues. And then the usual stuff you would expect, like China, Middle East, Russia, U.S. political landscape, the elections, in other words, cybersecurity, that's been there for a while, geopolitics of energy, you know, what's going on with oil, you know, this is, of course, you're going to have those things. But then this stuck out, something I hadn't seen before. Number nine, the precariat and the middle class. Precariat. Well, that's a new word to me. I don't really know what that is. So I started looking at it, and it turns out that there is a new book. It's something that has really taken them by storm. It actually came out 2 years ago. It's by a London economist, Guy Standing. And the book is titled The Precariat. And the subtitle is The New Dangerous Class. So how are they going to control all these people whose lives they have ruined with their globalist policies? They have to understand. You know, not only they're not going to directly talk about the Brexit and put that on there, but they need to understand what they have done to people and how they're going to control us. And so he's got a plan for this. And I want to talk about that. Before I do, real quickly, I want to just take a quick look at how the mainstream media is now not only covering Bilderberg, but how they cover it. And I thought it was kind of interesting. There's an article from CNBC. Bilderberg, the world's most powerful, flock to an annual secret meeting. Well, you know, one of the reasons it was secret was because outlets like CNBC wouldn't report it. Or places like the Wall Street Journal, even though they would send reporters there. And, of course, you got Peggy Noonan and other people. Bloomberg is there. All these reporters from mainstream media that go there, but they don't report on it. The owners of the paper will go, but they don't report on it. Reporters will go. They don't report on it. So it's a secret. And if you reported on it, you were laughed at. You're like, oh, these conspiracy theorists, you know, just like they laughed at everybody, and it was amazing the rapidity of which this all got reversed. As I've pointed out before, we have talked for so long about the missing classified 28 pages of the 9/11 report, and we've had high-power politicians who are on the 9/11 Commission who, for 15 years, have been trying to get people to pay attention to this and saying, this needs to be released. We've had Walter Jones on multiple times talking about it. And we couldn't get any traction with anybody. They would just say, oh, you know, it's not going, that's a conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory. And then Donald Trump brought it up. And the National Review said he sounds like an Alex Jones caller in the debate because he's talking about the secret 28 pages. But then it got traction. Isn't that interesting? It got traction, and now 9/11 is back on the table. And when people realize there's a cover-up, when people realize they've been lied to, they say, well, what else have you been lying to us about? And then that gives us a chance to talk about the real lie, the official 9/11 report. And that lets this whole thing start to unravel. But we get back to Bilderberg. All these people who said, you know, conspiracy theory, they keep, now they're laying it out. And they're telling you the same types of stuff that we have told you in the past. Over the years, there's been numerous rumors of career launches and future presidents decided at Bilderberg. This is CNBC saying this, mainstream media. I thought that was a conspiracy theory. They said Bill Clinton was a conference attendee in 1991 as a mere governor of Arkansas a year before he was elected U.S. president. Tony Blair was only a shadow minister when he got his invitation in 1993. And, of course, you know, they quote the Independent, because the Independent's saying that too now, right? Then they go on to talk about all the people that are there, people from Shell, Deutsche Bank, Siemens. Henry Kissinger, former head of the European Commission, is there. Also, the head of the IMF, and also the World Economic Forum, and then the King of the Netherlands, okay? All this stuff there. So then you get to Slate, who was just last week calling Alex Jones a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist, and now they talk about the Bilderberg blackout. But wait a minute, Slate. But I thought it was a conspiracy theory. I thought all this stuff that we cover, you know, about the 9/11 cover-up and Bilderberg and all that, that was just a conspiracy theory, wasn't it, Slate? Even they are jumping in on this. I think it's really funny. And again, they go down with Bill Clinton, Tony Blair. They talk about John Kerry and how he made John Edwards his vice presidential pick after he impressed attendees at a Bilderberg meeting and so forth and so on. They say the meeting of 120 world figures probably constitutes some kind of news, yet to be fair to the mainstream press, it's tough to report from a private gathering that's locked down tight by professional security. Yeah, so don't even try, okay? But we do. We go there. We show you what it is. We show you the military, the police that are out there. It's kind of it's like the guy that Rob Dew was talking to with Alex. Rob Dew tried to get the German military who's guarding these people to talk to him. They wouldn't talk to him. They wouldn't come over to the gate. Then they saw him over at the gate talking to some German citizens. So he walked over there, and immediately the guy clammed up and walked away. But Rob started talking to the elderly couple that was there, started explaining it to them. And it's really hard to not believe somebody when you say, yeah, it's 120 of the most powerful people in the world are meeting here, and they can see the military protecting this place. And the military will only say, eh, it's just an event. We won't use the word Bilderberg. Can't say that. Can't say the word Bilderberg. It's secret. But even Salon, even though they can't ignore it anymore, see, because we've put it out there. We show it, and just as this German couple is seeing it there, that's why we go there. We say, yeah, they say this isn't happening, but here it is, and we've got some releases of previous meetings where we can see early on. The first meeting, they were planning the common currency, the euro. There were other meetings where they planned the European Union, creating a United States of Europe, but it was the euro was first introduced at a Bilderberg meeting. And, of course, this isn't the only group. And Salon kind of mocks it. You say, all right, it's a secret meeting, but, you know, there's still a lot of crazy conspiracies out there about this. And they come in and say, well, what's going on? Where are the Japanese, the Indians, the Chinese, the Brazilians, Australians, South Koreans? Are they so timid that they stand aside and let the Bilderbergers have their way with the world without even making a peep? Oh, so it must not really be a very important meeting. This is a meeting for European and North American politicians. And they have multiple meetings. They're happening every couple of months all over the place. This is one of a lot of these elite meetings, and we point that out every time we talk about Bilderberg. They still don't get it. They still don't understand what this is about, and they can't ignore it, but they do want to talk about it. So let's talk about what they're going to be covering at Bilderberg. Just from their own admission, they're going to be talking about this idea of the precariat. And this is a term that was created by Guy Standing. He's a UK economist. His book, The Precariat, came out in 2014. As I mentioned before, the subtitle is The New Dangerous Class. And here I'm going to read a little bit of this description on Amazon.com to give you an idea of what this is about. Guy Standing warns that the rapid growth of the precariat is producing instabilities in society. It is dangerous. It's a dangerous class of people because it's internally divided, leading to the villainization of migrants and other vulnerable groups. Its members may be susceptible to the siren calls of political extremism. And he argues for a new politics in which redistribution and progressive policies will get us all under control. Very interesting. Look at some of the other reviews here, the people, comments they made. Standing shows that the condition of work and politics are subtly and brutally related. likewise related to the slowly clarifying crisis of American democracy, one person put in here. Exactly. That's what you're going to see. And if I look at the first chapter here, where he starts to define what the precariat is, he says in his own book here, the creation of a global precariat consisting of many millions around the world without an anchor of stability. See, this guy, I'm sure I haven't read the book completely yet. I've just started reading the first couple of chapters. I've picked chapter 1 and chapter 4 here to start going through. I can tell you, if he's a UK economist and if he wants to break down his analysis of everything into classes of people, I can pretty much guess that he's not a he's not a libertarian economist, okay? He is some kind of a neo-Marxist of some stripe. And, of course, precariat harkens back to the proletariat that Marx gave us. You know, this is the underclass, the people who now, they believe, are dangerously precarious. Why? Because of what they have done to us. You're probably part of the precariat. Let me read you what he says. This anchor they're taking away the anchor of stability from the world. They are becoming a new dangerous class. They're prone to listen to ugly voices and vote for people who want to change this globalism. You know, people like Donald Trump. Those ugly voices that they keep telling us are ugly voices, and to use their votes and their money to give those ugly voices a political platform of increasing influence. This is what they're reading at Bilderberg. How do we control these people? How do we keep them in this United States of Europe that we've created? How do we keep Britain from leaving? How do we control these people? They're not happy with the euro. This thing is a basket case, this currency. They're not happy with our open borders that's destroying their country. And they're going to do something about it. Some of these people are going to leave. And if Britain leaves, it's going to trigger a lot of these types of exits all over Europe. And I say this comes from a neoliberal agenda, they admit it, that embraced to a greater or lesser extent by governments of all complexions and has created an incipient political monster. This is his words. Action is needed before that monster comes to life. Guess what? They're pretty scared of us, aren't they? They're pretty scared. So they're talking about the precariat. Now, here's an example. The precariat stirred, he says. In 1989, the city of Prato, a short distance from Florence in Italy, was almost entirely Italian. It had 180,000 residents. That year, a group of 38 Chinese workers arrived and a new breed of garment firms began to emerge. They imported more and more Chinese laborers, okay? The importation of workers, the exportation of jobs. These are the policies of globalization that these people at Bilderberg have given us. Now, what happened? That was the situation in 1989. Basically, 180,000 residents, this Italian city, and just 38 Chinese workers come. By 2008, there were 4,200 Chinese companies registered in the city, 45,000 Chinese workers. So they go from 38 Chinese workers to 45,000 Chinese workers. And there are 4,200 Chinese firms. They're making up one-fifth of the city's population. They were producing 1 million garments every day, enough to dress the world's population in 20 years, according to calculations by the city officials. Meanwhile, undercut by the Chinese, buffeted by competition from India and Bangladesh, local Italian firms shed workers in droves. And by 2010, they only had 20,000 Italians working in this town, 11,000 fewer than in 2000. In other words, a full third of the people had lost their jobs. Then came the financial shock, which hit Prato in much the same way as it did many of the old industrial areas of Europe and North America. Bankruptcies multiplied, unemployment rose, and resentment turned nasty. Oh, well, they shouldn't be afraid. They shouldn't be angry about that. I mean, you know, you got the globalists are making a lot of money. And you're getting those cheap goods. Isn't that great? But you have no job. See, same thing is going to happen in spades with robots. And that's the other issue that's coming. It's not even going to be about immigrants. It's going to be about technology displacement. But listen to what happened. Within months, the political left have been swept from power by what this guy Standing, calls the xenophobic Northern League. Oh, they're afraid of foreigners. Why would they be afraid of foreigners? They've only overrun their city and made a third of the people lose their jobs, okay? Why should we be concerned about that? No problem. So what happened was they elected a new government there, and they started deporting these people. They launched nighttime raids on the factories and the sweatshops. Yeah, we wouldn't want to launch a raid on a sweatshop. I mean, we wouldn't want to do that, right? Rounding up workers, demonizing them. Just as the Northern League's political ally, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, spoke of his determination to defeat, quote, the army of evil, as he described illegal immigrants. Okay? Bizarrely, they say, the Chinese government seemed reluctant to take the migrants back. No, they don't want them back any more than the Mexican government would take back Mexican immigrants. They don't want them back. They want them out of the country. They want them in your country, they say. The Chinese built up a community within a community. This is part of the problem. Chinese gangs reportedly organized the exodus from China, and they ran the enclave. Oh, you mean kind of like the mules and the gangs and the organized crime that is running illegal immigration over our border. See, same thing happened in Italy. Same thing happened in Italy that is happening here. They ran the enclave. They were vying for control with gangs from Russia, from Albania, from Nigeria, from Romania, as well as the Italian mafia. So organized crime is running all of the illegal immigrants there. And they are trying to set up a monopoly over these sweatshops, creating slave labor in a town that used to be 100% Italian. And within about 20 years, they have lost a third of their jobs. They're overrun with Chinese gangs. Chinese gangs linking up with Chinese companies, investing in Italian infrastructure projects, taking over the country. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. It's normally $220+, but right now, for a limited time, it's less than $200 at InfoWarsStore.com. And the small profit we make goes to fund our reporters. This is a 360 win. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Well,
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with fairer. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this last segment, I want to conclude, summarize what this precariat is. Because this guy, Guy Standing, who wrote this book 4 years ago, talked about the dangerous emerging class. He called it a monster that is emerging and how these elites have to control it. And, of course, he says, well, we got four different classes. He says, we got tiny, super rich elite. Okay? He says their relationship with the rest of humanity appears to be fleeting at best. Then there's the salitariat, people on salaries, okay, who still maintain their career privileges of pensions, holidays, other employment benefits. In other words, the minions of that super rich elite class. Alongside the salitariat are the professional technicians, the proficients. Okay. Then he said we have some highly paid consultants and so forth and so on. Then there's the precariat, the proletariat, that is dangerously precarious position, this volatile political movement. And this is something that we have seen throughout history. That example that I just read you in the last section there about the city of Prato, from 1989 to 2008, okay, short period, 20, 30 years there, okay, 20 years. What happened to transform that town there? And what we're looking at here are political, technological, economic forces that are changing Italy and changing America in the same way. And this small town that he picks as an example is something that is going to be happening in America. We're at the stage right now where people are looking at the results of NAFTA, looking at what's going on with the TPP, the TTIP, and saying, that's enough. Stop. We're not going to do that. We know where this leads. We've already seen what happened with NAFTA. We've seen what happened in Italy and so forth. We're going to stop this. And we can see what happens as well in the ancillary issues in terms of the organized crime, the influence of these different mafia groups that come in as part of this. It reminds me very much of what happened in the 1860s. You know, that's the time of the American Civil War. And of course, we're all told in our government schools that it was simply a war about the liberation of slavery. Okay? It wasn't. It wasn't. It may surprise you to know that at the same time we had our Civil War, there were massive forces that were happening in Europe as well. It was a consolidation of regional power centers into a concentrated, consolidated nation state. Just like the United States, Italy at that time was broken into a lot of different power regions that were pretty much separate and autonomous. There wasn't a central state. And they had a civil war in the 1860s, just as we do. And Garibaldi's army, look it up. Take a look at what's happening in that period of time in Italy. You've got agrarian interests, who basically had been the power center, the landed agrarian interest, and taking on the new industrial class. The new industrial class became the predominant class, and they established the centralized, concentrated nation state. Same thing happened in Italy that happened here. Agrarian versus industrial. The industrial side won. They created a concentrated, consolidated nation state. Slavery wasn't even an issue there. They used slavery. That was a small part of the issue here. They used that here to give them the moral high ground for a conflict that was happening everywhere. We are at the cusp of a similar major turn in history. As we've talked about many times, the fourth turning. We are at the point now where there is a major move to consolidate from that powerful nation state to a global government. And they're very worried about the precariat, because that's where the balance of power is going to be held if we can wake people up. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.